This is John Batchelor. My close colleague Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, comments on what it's like to be under a Houthi barrage, a ballistic missile incoming to Jerusalem, where Malcolm was staying, having received the Medal of Honor from the President of Israel, staying with friends and family. The siren goes off, and you can't be sure where the shrapnel from the destroyed missile, that's right, Israel intercepts them, but the shrapnel falls willy-nilly across the land. Can't be sure where it's going to fall. And Malcolm describes what it's like, a loud klaxon in the middle of the night. And Yemen is the author and origin of these missiles. And yet, Malcolm gives the caveat of releasing terrorists to Yemen by the Biden administration. Malcolm Honlein, under a barrage from the Houthis of North Yemen. More of this tonight.
Well, what you hear is a very loud siren warning, and I was in Jerusalem at the time, which is very rare that Jerusalem is threatened, but it's because they don't know where the shrapnel falls. They are able to hit the missiles incoming. They try to hit them before they arrive in Israel. There were also 320 drones that were taken down last year, in addition to more than 50 missiles. Israel and U.S. and Britain have been attacking there. Israel and CENTCOM have been coordinating the approaches to dealing with the threat from Yemen. But they continue to fire on Israel. They do cause damage. And there have been a couple people who were killed by the shrapnel because you can't predict where it will come down. So half the country can be getting the alerts, even though it will fall in one narrow area there. And I was very surprised to read today that President Biden released 11 of the terrorists to Yemen who are being held in Guantanamo Bay. This is the last thing that Yemen needs is to get more terrorists back.